2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Toad into DFS pros.
Good Thursday, everybody. This is the MLB Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Promo code podcast for 10% off each month of your subscription. With that, you get to play around with these fancy domination stations, research stations, all the tools that we got. Everything that'll help you customize your GPP lineups and everything else you need. Once again, DFSArmy.com. Promo code podcast for 10% off each month of your subscription. I'm host Al Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14a.walsh. And I got a very, very special guest today, folks. You know him in the Slack chat channel as Loosemeister, but that's not even how you pronounce the damn name. It's Brandon Lowe's. You can find him on Twitter at DFSLowe'sMeister. So, making his debut on the podcast today is my man. Everybody, give up a round of applause for Lowe's right here.
Yeah, what's up, Walshy? What's up, guys?
Oh, man, this is good to have you on here, bringing some nice energy to the podcast here today on this Thursday. So, look, typically we go at this thing on a position-by-position basis. Lowe's wanted to go at this from a game-by-game perspective. He felt like this would sort of slow everything down a little bit for everybody. I know we got a lot of information out there. Well, you know, if you're in the DFS Army and, you know, you got all the tools out there, there's a lot of information. But, I don't know, break it down. Why do you think that, you know, slowing this down is going to help everybody today?
Hey, first and foremost, I'm a long-time listener.
First time, long time. Very nice.
It is easier for me to kind of just break it down game by game, so that way I don't forget things. Forget a player, forget a stack that I like, or forget a pitcher that I like by doing it position by position. It's a little easier for me, and I hope everyone can follow along that way.
All right, very cool, very cool. So typically looking at, I know you're a big Vegas guy. Anything, you know, standing out to you in any of these games today?
There aren't really any big favorites. The only thing that I'm noticing when I take a peek at it, is there is a lot of money going in on Seattle today. They started at like minus 150,
yep.
Already almost at minus 200.
Oh, my.
I have no idea why. I see two pitchers. I see Matt Boyd versus Gonzalez. I feel like there's going to be a lot of runs scored in that game. But Vegas also thinks that the total is going down, so who knows? We'll see.
All right. Without any further ado, let's get into it today. Let's start it off with the San Diego Padres at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Eric Lauer going for the Padres. Eric Lauer going up against Chad Kuhl. We got the Pirates opened up as a 150 favorite here right now at 138 in favor of them. Total of 8.5 has since gone down to 8 here. Look, we've been using Pirates bats a lot lately. You know, they've just been a nice source of value there on FanDuel going up against these lefties. I gotta be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of the Pirates. Like, I kind of want to go somewhere else. I'm sick of the Pirates. I really am.
I want to go
right
to you,
though. Pennsylvania. You ain't the best team.
Come on. The Pirates versus Lauer?
Yeah.
Gonna get beat up, and then they're gonna get the San Diego Padres bullpen. I really do like a Pittsburgh stack here.
Of course, everybody does. Everybody loves it.
It'll probably be chalky.
Absolutely.
You get that first game, you get your guys starting to score, you get excited, you look at your stats, you go, oh man, I'm on the top of the leaderboard.
Woo! So, all right, so who in particular from the Pirates? Actually, first of all, let's talk about these pitchers. Any interest in either? Probably not with Lauer. I get we could skip right over his sorry ass. But Chad Kuhl, I've heard some interest in him today. What do you think about him?
I have no interest in Chad Kuhl today.
Good, me either.
Feel like he's going to get hit around as well.
All right, cool. Yeah, I actually like a couple of these Padres bats. But, you know, Pittsburgh's going to be more popular, so let's dig in here. Now, again, Starling Marte might not even be available for tonight's game. Probably looks like he won't be. Like, if we were talking about NBA tonight, he's probably doubtful for tonight's game. But, you know, who's going to pick up that slack for him?
Let's take a look here.
All right. Bebop, boop, boop, boop.
If we want to take a look, what about Ozuna? He's absolutely one of the guys that I have a lot of interest in. Mm-hmm. And he's value.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, in a limited number of at-bats, Ozuna's put together two homers and I believe a double against lefties this season. You know, just dating back to last season, this has been a guy who we've been able to go to before for value. So, yeah, I mean, against Eric Lauer, I certainly don't mind that. Looking at the catcher position, even too. I mean, you know, if it's going to be Cervelli, if it's going to be
Cervelli.
Diaz.
I like it as well.
All right, both of those guys are pretty intriguing. Sean Rodriguez, he's probably going to be a popular option this evening.
Yep, and you can grab Jody Mercer as well because righties continue to mash. I mean, Lauer just gives up so many home runs to righties. Let me pull this real quick. Let's see. Eric Lauer.
Beep-a-doop-boop. Now, Lowe's on his first time here on the podcast.
Pulling up the home run stat real quick. Give me a second here.
You got to be ready with the info, bro. We got thousands of listeners here from the United States.
Yes, 13 innings pitched. He's already given up 5 home runs. He's got an average of .377, slugging percentage of .700. The guy just gets destroyed by righties. So you want to grab any righty you can that's on Pittsburgh, and a lot of them are cheap. So you can do anything you want after you do a Pittsburgh stack.
I know. Now, Francisco Cervelli, I'm seeing a tag on him. He actually got drilled in the forearm the other day with a pitch, now that has been recalled to my memory here. I think him and Diaz are pretty much interchangeable. So why don't we just say Pittsburgh catcher is a fine idea against Lauer tonight?
Yep.
No relation to Matt, I don't think.
I love it. Diaz, I almost would prefer Diaz to start.
Now, I will certainly have a Pirates bat or two in my lineup tonight, but I don't know, man. Again, I'm just sick of these Pirates stacks. Like, let's get somebody else going here. Let's go. Now.
Yeah, go on the other side. Grab some San Diego bats.
I dig it. And I will be talking about it because I kind of like the top of the order here today where I know Travis Jankowski, he leads the Pirates in WOBA against righties. You got Franchi Cordero, a guy with some serious pop. You know, again, left-handed power, PNC Park, kind of my thing. I dig it.
I dig it as well.
All right.
We want to go lefties here.
Indeed. Let's not forget about Eric Hosmer, too, from the San Diego Padres. He did have a recent struggle. You know, I know that, you know, he's homered recently as well within that. But, again, against Chad Kuhl, this is a guy that's just been absolutely destroyed by lefties over the course of his career. So, again, I don't mind that at all.
Well, you look at the projected lineup, you got just the first 5 batters for Padres. You got Jankowski, Hosmer, lefty-lefty. Mm-hmm. Perella's a righty. Then you got Cordero. Then you got Rafi Lopez, another mm-hmm. lefty. So you got 4 out of the 5 guys in the top 5 are lefties against Kuhl, who struggles versus lefties. So you don't really want to do any pitchers here. You just kind of want to pick up some bats.
Very true, very true. And also, I saw my old boy, Freddie Galvis, on there. I was most excited about that today, right behind Franchi. But I took a look at the BVP. It's, you know, again, it's nothing overwhelming, but Galvis just hasn't succeeded in the matchup. Again, with the total of 8, I don't think you need to be taking too many chances there with the Padres. But again, I do like Jankowski, Hosmer, definitely Cordero. That's my one Padre I'll have above anybody tonight.
That sounds good to me.
I'm a big Franchi guy, man. And two, it's kind of easy. It's kind of easy to steal on Pittsburgh. So again, Cordero also has some stolen base upside there as well. All right, let's get to this next game here. Oakland, Toronto. Andrew Triggs, the righty for the A's. Aaron Sanchez, the righty for the Blue Jays. Now I got conflicting reports on the opening line here. I thought I saw Toronto 183. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay.
I got that game is basically a coin flip pick 'em right now.
Okay. Well, right now I see it as Toronto minus 113. But again, for the open, we saw a game like that recently where they kind of botched up the opening line there. But anyhow,
you'll notice they'll do that. They'll have something posted for a couple minutes.
Yep.
And yank it right off the board going, whoops, what did I do here?
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is this a misprint or is this something that we should really take advantage of? Because
it's one of his buddies. They're calling him up. Hey, can you post this line real quick? Place your bets. Then yank it after a couple minutes.
Very nice.
Now that doesn't happen, but
It could. It could. also, total here dropped from 10 to 9.5 in that one. All right, let's get into the game here. What side is more appealing to you here?
Well, let's look at the pitchers first.
All right.
Don't have a lot of interest in either pitcher. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't really have that much interest in either side of the bats. I mean, I think you can grab a couple one-offs here, but I'm not really seeing a lot of stack potential.
Okay.
What are you seeing?
If we would go with bats here, and by the way, one of our newer writers, Jaguar Lou, apparently, in his, well, it's not apparently, he did it, in his channel, and Ben actually quoted it to the MLB channel. I thought it was a pretty interesting stat. He said that, I guess the Blue Jays have struck out something like 75 times here, over the last, you know, I forget the time frame, but it was a lot in a little bit of time. Let's just put it that way. So that was an interesting, stat in favor of Triggs there. Again, if that line is falling off a cliff and the total is going down, maybe we got something there. We will certainly take a deeper look into it as we get closer to lock. But that was my initial opinion on that, or initial sight on that.
Yeah, that would make Triggs interesting, mm-hmm. as with that with the K upside.
Yep.
I don't think I want any part of Sanchez.
Absolutely not. No friend of mine. No friend of mine. With the two bats that appealed to me in this one, Jed Lowrie, there at the second base position. I mean, you know, him having that switch hitting ability, always favorable. He's got team leading numbers against righties on the A's this season. So again, I've been talking a lot about these switch hitting guys, and you know, it's a nice luxury to have built into whatever price it is. Because again, I don't really think that the sites take that into account. But if you have the platoon advantage every time you're at the plate, I mean, that's certainly something that I want.
Well, that's a big deal, definitely.
Indeed.
You can grab, now that I think about it a little bit more, we got Jed Lowrie, you can take Matt Olson, you got Chapman. Yep. These guys are all looking great on some of the metrics that I like to look at, is some of these batted ball metrics, mm-hmm. where this kind of tells you if a guy is kind of hitting the ball real hard in the last like 7 days, last 14 days, and maybe not getting real lucky, hitting it right to a guy, mm-hmm. and these guys are just kind of popping off the page. So I don't mind loading up on some Oakland guys and maybe throwing Triggs in there as your pitcher. Mm.
I did that too.
That would be completely GPP, though.
Yes. And, you know, you take a look at Oakland. I mean, they got some guys with some pretty damn good ISO, too. You know, like Chris Davis has an ISO somewhere around 300. Matt Olson's a guy who's pretty decent against these righties. So, again, Oakland, lots of pop, but we know that, you know, there could be lots of Ks at times as well.
I've got bias towards Chris Davis. Every time I roster the guy, he goes zero. And then every time I think about rostering him, leave him off my rosters. He double donks.
Yep.
That's just who he is.
Also here, looking at the splits on Aaron Sanchez this season, lefties are hitting at least 100 points better in all the main offensive categories, in average, on base, slugging, OPS there as well. Lefties have at least 100-point difference against Sanchez than the righties do this season, so that's pretty interesting. Andrew Triggs, I know that over the years, right-handers have been pretty good against him, but this season so far, it's been the lefties that have been getting to him. One guy that really stuck out to me was Teoscar Hernandez, a guy with some serious pop. Again, if Triggs starts to go back to his old ways, you know, sucking against righties, he's a guy that, again, too, his splits are better against right-handed pitchers against lefties. So
I really do like him.
Yep.
Hernandez is actually one of my top guys that I would pick as a one-off. If you're thinking about doing some stacking where you would do like a 4-3 and then, you know, you have your one-off, he's a guy that can get you a home run. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that you can kind of plug in if, you know, you struggle to get to that 4-4 stack, because it's not that easy to go, hey, I want to pick these two teams. But then you're kind of always trying to go, oh, now I can't fit that guy, I can't fit this guy, or I've got $2,000 left. So he's a nice guy that he's on one of my top one-offs today.
By the way, do you remember who Teoscar was acquired for by the Blue Jays?
No, I do not.
Francisco Laureano.
No kidding.
Yeah. Advantage Blue Jays on that one.
Yep.
Unreal. Unreal. All right. Anybody else from this game? I mean, if we're talking about righties, you know, against Triggs, maybe Josh Donaldson?
I like Josh Donaldson. A guy that you can get for that would be lower owned and always has sneaky pop is Russell Martin as well.
Sure.
Being catchers on FanDuel especially, You can always grab a catcher, then no one will have them. They'll always be 5% or less owned if they're not a big name.
I don't know if we're going to see too much of it on the A's side of things, but I do know that these are two of the better teams in baseball to steal on. So, you know, I know that Russell Martin, the A's guys, these are guys that have all been tried, probably more catchers than anybody this season. You can check, they have a stat called Pop Time on baseballsavant.com, and you can check out, you know, how many times a guy's been ran on, what his, you know, transfer time is from pitch to second base. All very cool stuff. But again, I don't think the A's are going to have too many stolen bases, but on the Blue Jays side of things, you got Grandy, who stole one the other day. He doesn't have many steals this season, but looking at it, Teoscar, he's got some stolen base upside, and then Kevin Pillar, I think he's 8-for-8 this season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm not a big fan of Granderson today, but I do like PR a little bit.
You do not think that the Grandy man can?
No.
All right, fair enough.
I don't like Granderson.
Here's an interesting game that I really like. This, and our boy Jaguar Lou also had a great point about this game, which I also agree with. So let's just get into it. Baltimore at the Boston Red Sox. We got Kevin Gausman, the righty, going for the O's. David Price, the southpaw, going for the Red Sox. Red Sox opened up as 175 favorites in this game today. However, they have dropped a bit here. Last I saw was at 156, and they are 160. It's dropped a little bit, not as much as it did before. But total on this game opened at 9. It is now at 9.5. The last time that David Price made a start, I made this big stink about him having the carpal tunnel syndrome. And I thought it was a joke at first that he got this from playing video games. But no, that's exactly how he got it.
He sure did.
Yeah, hey.
He sure did.
Honesty maybe isn't always the best policy, but he's got that. And now he did pitch pretty well against the Blue Jays team that, again, take him or leave him, whatever. Again, you know, it's funny. We were just propping them up a little bit in that last game. Now, forget them, whatever. But, you know, some of these Orioles have some really good numbers against David Price. And not only good numbers against David Price, but good numbers against left-handed pitching. I know Jake Pivetta just shut down the Orioles yesterday, but guess what? They were playing in the middle of a damn monsoon. Orioles, still one of the hotter-hitting teams in baseball. And I don't know if this is going to be as sneaky as people thought it might be at the end of the day, but pretty damn good spot for the O's regardless.
Oh, yeah, I love the O's today. And it probably won't be sneaky because they're on fire lately.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they score like 17 runs the other day?
Yeah. Now, my argument for the O's being on fire, they did play the Royals and the Rays, so, you know, great for. But the other thing that you got to think about, too, they add Scope back into the lineup. Mark Trumbo is actually swinging like a professional baseball player. It's kind of a beautiful thing for the Orioles right now. Throw a little Cisco in the mix. You got it going.
So I don't like any of the pitchers here, really, but I do want to pick on him. I want to pick on David Price. I really do. And I want righties. And we all know that Baltimore just, what do they got, 8 out of 9 batters are righties?
Something along those lines.
You can take anybody you want. Even if you look at the BVP, one guy that stands out is Danny Valencia.
Indeed.
So we like him. And then obviously you want to try to get Machado. Mm-hmm. And then you can go with Mancini, mark it up with Trumbo, Adam Jones. I don't know about Shoup right now. He seems like the only guy that really can't hit the ball.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, I think he didn't have good, it was good numbers against lefties or Price. I forget which one, but something wasn't working in his favor today. The guys that I highlighted were Mancini there in the leadoff hole,
yep.
Manny Machado at the 3, Mark Trumbo in the 6, and then Valencia at 7. So I'm thinking right now a little 1-3-6-7 O stack. I gotta tell you, Chris Davis is kind of interesting in the basis of he's not expensive, and I know he's lefty on lefty, but again, all he's got to do is just reach out and poke that ball to left field, and it's going over the monster.
So I'm telling you, all he has to do is make contact, and that ball's going over.
Him and Joey Gallo are the kings of that. Like, they don't really make contact that often, but when they do, good Lord, it's going out of the park.
You can, so that's what you want to do is you want to stack some of these Baltimore bats. I like top to bottom.
You get no argument from me. Go ahead.
So one thing you want to do too is how I like to attack slates is kind of do a mass multi-entry a little bit. I'll do, like, let's say 20 lineups, and I'll do the $4 slate on FanDuel or the $9 slate. And you kind of can pick one of these teams in the on the slate. You say you get Baltimore, for example. Instead of going, oh, I'm going to just pick these four guys, if you mix and match properly and just do 20 lineups, you can almost get the whole lineup in the proper mix and match scenario. And that's kind of what I want to do with this team.
All right. Very cool. Yeah, with the Red Sox here today. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Baltimore, their implied run total is increase is the highest of the day. They went from 3.9 to 4.3. You know, you take a look at some of the other guys that got increases today. The Giants got a plus +3 increase. You know, we'll get to some of these other ones. A's, who we talked about, they have a plus +2 increase today. And you know what's hysterical? You know who has the biggest decrease of the day? Pittsburgh Pirates, 4.9 to 4.4. And I wasn't even upset with Pirates before that. So how do you like that? All right. Get a little bit off topic, but
things that make you go,
Indeed, indeed. Now, these Boston Red Sox hitters, the whole outfield, you know, when you take a look at who the hottest hitters in baseball are over the last 7 days, you see Mookie Betts, Andrew Benintendi right in the top three of that list. But do not forget about J.D. Martinez. It used to be J.D. – or what was it? J.D. against lefty – or death taxes and J.D. against lefties. Now it's death taxes whenever J.D. has a plus +300 home run prop. I mean, this guy is always nailing his home run prop.
Yes.
And again, 300 is a level that you always want to see that number at. Just some massive things that J.D.'s been doing. I love that guy. He is fantastic. Now, he's not cheap. He will never be cheap. You definitely got to pony up to get him. But, again, the production that this guy has been doing is phenomenal. One thing I want to say about those Red Sox outfielders, too, is that Mookie Betts has outstanding BVP against Kevin Gausman. 12 of 29, 4 extra base hits, 3 homers, 4 walks against them. And then you also look at J.D. Martinez and Benintendi. It's a limited number of at-bats, but there's success there. J.D. Martinez is 4-7, 2 walks against Gausman. Benintendi, 3-9, all singles. Does have a walk against Gausman. That is about all the BVP success that the Red Sox have today. Everybody else sucks against Gausman. Bueller? Bueller? Lowe's?
What's going on? I think I just muted you.
It's like, yeah, I'm not too worried about that stuff.
All right, yeah, Mookie Betts. Everyone's going to be attracted to him today. They're going to go ahead and load up their little BVP. They're going to see him with all these at-bats, all these home runs, a 400 average, and they're going to go to him, and I don't mind it. He's the top candidate for, like, a one-off in any lineup construction that you do today.
Indeed.
Yeah. And he's probably going to hit a home run first at bat.
As I say, I got some echo on your end. Anyone? All right. Like any day that ends in D-A-Y with, you know, when Mookie Betts is playing, he's a pretty good option. So don't mind it. All right.
Want to do is you can either do this. I don't really see how you can stack Boston. I mean, you can. Obviously, you can do anything you want. But if you want to go to Mookie, he's probably going to be chalky, and you could probably get J.D. Martinez for less ownership. So he would be a guy that you'd want to pivot off of Mookie. He might make it up to 25%.
Yeah, especially if he's got the plus +300 homer prop. It's money in the bank, folks.
So you can get J.D. for 10 to 15% and get a home run, outscore Mookie, who might be 25, 30%. That's kind of how you leverage yourself against the field.
And by the way, speaking of those homer props, I'm very excited. This is going to be the first podcast where we get to talk about them because you always do it so early. But now that we're doing it later in the day, get to talk about it. Very cool. All right, next game, Phillies, Cardinals. A lot of red going on here today. Vince Velasquez, the righty, going for the Phils. Luke Weaver, the righty, going for the Cards. Cards were favored, minus -143 at the open. Not much has changed there. 8.5 total on this one. Okay, I guess I have to take the center stage here since my team is in the game. But before I do, anybody that appeals to you here?
I like your pitcher, Vince Velasquez.
Hey, Vinny.
My top guy. I mean, what's going on with the Phillies? What are they feeding those guys over there?
Coconut oil.
10-plus strikeouts almost every day for those guys?
Indeed,
Pivetta yesterday got, what, 11? So I'm liking Vince Velasquez. He's got some good strikeout stuff. What I think it's 25% strikeout rate this year.
Very good.
So that's a guy I like. Go ahead. Go talk about your boy.
I was going to say, the one thing, you know, you kind of like Aaron Nola, Jake Arrieta on that staff. That kind of helps everybody else out around them, you know, where Vinny Velasquez is going to start picking up some things from the savvy vet Arrieta. I know Pavetta's been doing it as well. I mean, you know, this is just a talented ball club right now. And again, Gabe Kapler, he's really stressing, you know, personal health and fitness and all that kind of stuff. And I really think that it's working out so far with a lot of these guys. Speaking of working out, Odubel Herrera, 42 straight games on base this season.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? This is a guy who I would always like scream about the top of my lungs just because it was rare that he gave 100% effort in a game. Like, it just never happened. And honestly, I think that Kapler sitting him on opening day, taking him out of the starting lineup, kind of gave him a holy shit kind of moment. And ever since then, I mean, you've just been seeing what the guy's been doing. I mean, he's a legit MVP candidate right now. Like, that's a very loose word to be thrown around out here. But at the quarter mark of the MLB season, I think you could definitely say that he is an MVP candidate.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
Of course you wouldn't. You live in Wisconsin. You have no feelings towards the Phillies.
All the MVPs are in the Brewers. Listen, though.
Domingo!
I mean, what you're saying is right. I mean, when you start winning games and they're, what, 24 and 16, it's contagious. Everyone's going to start kicking it up a notch. Everyone starts to play a little bit better. Everyone starts trying a little bit harder. They're not out for themselves. And that's kind of what's happening over there in Philadelphia.
Yes, definitely. You know, look, I think we got a pretty nicely rested team here, too. They had the day off the other day. They got to play a little rain ball yesterday. Yay. Who doesn't love that? But they got out of Baltimore early, you know, out to St. Louis. So you don't got to worry about the traveling from city to city thing as much. I think that this is a nice spot. I don't really think too many people are going to be looking at this game. I know that the Vegas line right there, I mean, that's a decent sized number there for Luke Weaver in the card. So it's somewhat worrisome. But again, I know the way that these guys have been hitting. I mean, you take a look at Carlos Santana. Now, I mean, he was a guy on that XWOB list that we always looked at. Like, oh man, when's this guy going to bust out? Well, weather's getting a little warmer out here now as we get into May. Some of these balls are starting to find themselves into the first, second row instead of landing on the warning track right now. So he's another guy with switch hitting ability. He's got plenty of pop from the right hand side. He doesn't, you know, lose any at bats because of that. So, you know, that's certainly a great guy to be involved with today.
Yeah, I like Santana. I like Herrera that you just gave a 5-minute speech about.
Never would I ever thought I would have seen the day that I'd be praising Odubel Herrera, but here we are.
They've got good launch angle, and here's the thing with Weaver. When he gets hit, it's going around 20 launch angle. That's right around where it's going to be a home run. And then you got Santana and Herrera. They're both hitting it at about a 20 launch angle. So if they get a hold of one, it's gone. And Weaver gives up home runs. So I like those two guys as somebody to target on for the Phillies.
Indeed. Two lesser-owned guys. Cesar Hernandez, good at getting on base. And we saw Nick Williams have some pretty good games here. He had a pinch-hit homer against the Mets and had a good game against the Orioles. Going to be really low price, so look to see if he's in the lineup today. If he's in a favorable spot, he might not be a bad value option. I know you have – I couldn't believe I heard that right, but Vince Velasquez is your number one option today. So certainly you can't like too many Cardinals.
Nope. Not a one. Wow. Sorry, Chop.
Damn. Yeah, yes, for all Cardinals analysis, please go to @Chopadong on Twitter. Thank you very much. In all seriousness, I don't know, maybe Tommy Pham could be pretty interesting here. Maybe Dexter Fowler. Other than that, yeah, I really don't have too much interest. Not just because I'm a Phillies fan. It's legitimate. Okay, let's get to the next game here. Cubs, Braves, got a big change here. John Lester is starting for the Cubs. He is, will be, blah, blah, blah. Mike Soroka was supposed to be going for the Braves tonight. He gone. Max Fried going to be in there tonight. Max Fried, any info on this guy here, Lowe's?
Not much.
He is a lefty.
Taking a look at it now, is there weather problems going to be in this game as well?
Yes, I saw a 60% chance of thunderstorms early in the game, but the chances of decreasing looked like they would be happening later in the night. So if they wait that out, this might be all right.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's probably not even on the slate, this Freed guy, am I right? Let me check real quick.
All right.
Nope, he is not in the player pool.
Here you go.
So really all you have is Lester. And since there's weather concerns, you know, you'd want to look at our weather channel.
Sure.
DFS weather. Mark is on point lately.
On point. I mean, I described it to somebody the other day as he is on top of the weather like God. That's how I described him as.
He is the god of weather. So you could go Lester as someone that wants to be a GPP candidate that you could get for low ownership, but there's just so much risk there that I personally wouldn't do it. So I'm not taking any pitchers in this matchup.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. The weather is there. And then again, too, for Lester against the Braves, I mean, they got so many mashers against lefties. They're lefties mash lefties. So it's just not an easy time going up against them. And again, too, with Lester, I know that things have been improved to where guys aren't stealing on him as much, but you got Albies and Acuna there at the top. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster if they get on base.
Yeah, and there's something fishy going on, too, that I noticed yesterday with this line. Mm-hmm. We had McCarthy pitching yesterday, and it was basically a coin flip for Chicago at Atlanta, and McCarthy's not renowned as this great pitcher. Mm-hmm. So that was like, well, because at first I was like, oh, I want to game stack this game. Then I looked at the Vegas lines, and I got off the Cubs side, and I kind of started building interest in McCarthy. I didn't pull the trigger. He had a wonderful game. I think he ended up with 43 or something on FanDuel, maybe even higher.
I think he did one or two better than Sale last night.
So, and then we look at it today, and money is coming in on Atlanta even after this Max Fried guy was announced as starter. So it makes me want to grab a couple Atlanta bats. Who do you want versus Lester? A couple righties. I really like Asuna. If he gets on base, he will steal. So you can get a walk, a single, three, then he steals, then you've got nine. He can either hit a home run. There's just everything about him I like.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, look, both sides. I will say one thing, my boy Javi Baez, he's usually better against righties, but, you know, so I don't know if I'm going to be paying up against the lefty today. I'm sure things will start to normalize at some point, but he's been one of my favorite guys to roster this season, just always low-owned with that ridiculous catapult swing that he's got going where he's putting it like 600 feet into the next county. Definitely love that kind of stuff for DFS.
I agree. I just don't like rostering Cubs. And, you know, as a Brewer fan, I just have a tough time ever rostering Cubs. It's that bias.
Well, and so, it sounds like it, you know.
It is an hobby bias. Price ridiculous. Every time I look at his price, I say, no, thank you.
I know. And then you see him at, you know, 30 points like after the first inning. Unbelievable. I think another guy that you could pay up for here, Chris Bryant today, if he's going to be going up against the lefty. I have absolutely no idea about Max Fried, so I'm going to have to look into these things. Again, with this podcast, I mean, typically how we always describe it, it's like I know it's 3 o'clock here in the afternoon, but it's like sort of a first look sort of thing, you know, and then afterwards, you know, we go in, dissect some of the cool things that we find on here. So again, don't take this as the gospel. It's just sort of a way to get your research going more often than not. All right. Any Almora interest here going up against the lefty?
He's always interested if he's on the top of the order, mm-hmm. but he hasn't been batting on the top of the order for less few starts.
I think he I could have swore he was there the other day, no?
Haven't they been having a Javi Baez there?
He's been in the five. He's projected to lead off today. I could have swore Almora was leading off yesterday against the righty.
Might have been, but I've seen him at like the seven spot a lot.
All right. We'll take a look at that. One guy, man, Wilson Contreras, not only is he one of the hottest hitting catchers in baseball, he's one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now. Got some absolutely ridiculous numbers here. You take a look, 235 ISO. Oh, man, the numbers are screwed up now because he's facing a lefty. But anyway, he's doing fine against lefties. I just don't have the exact number here.
Well, hold the phone here. Let's
take Let's get it.
Let's hold the phone here. Let's take a look at this. I just pulled up some Fried stats. Or do we pronounce it Max Fried?
Fried? I'm going to go with Fried.
I think he's got some reverse splits.
Oh, no.
So he doesn't have much. This is a small sample size, but versus lefties in two innings, he's already given up two home runs, 300 average, slugging percentage is over 1,000. To righties, on the other hand, it's about half of that. So that is interesting.
All right. Very interesting. We will have to take a look at how all that breaks down. But, I've definitely got some Cubs interest. Well, and, again, got to watch out for that weather too. So
that points me. So it's just a one-off in this game and just take him and go because he can hit lefties.
Yep, he absolutely can. He could even put the ball oppo field. Big fan of guys that go oppo field. That is certainly him. All right, next game on the docket that we got today, Rangers at the White Sox. Cole Hamels, the lefty for the Rangers. James Shields, the shitbag righty for the White Sox. Texas opened up as the favorite here at 133. Slightly went down, nothing major. And then a total of 9 on this game here today. Sure. It's interesting because I could see this going either way for both sides here, but let's open up the discussion here.
Everyone's going to want to target James Shields, and I think it might be a trap.
Uh-oh. The trap. I wish we had a sound for a trap door.
I think it's a trap. Wow. I mean, he just has the namesake of being a terrible, terrible pitcher, but he's got a nasty fly ball rate. And if we look at some of his splits here, he gives up more to he's weaker against righties. And Texas is just going to be launching a bunch of lefties at him.
Sure.
So I just don't really see the upside of throwing him out there as your pitcher because he just doesn't have that much of an upside, or B, even stacking Texas.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think if we got to kick it off like a position sort of way, Robinson Chirinos, if he's going to be in the line, he's got really good power numbers against righties. Typically been a lefty masher, but doing it against the righties this season, which is always good to see. I don't think it's so much as a trap, but I definitely think there are some one-offs here that you can go with. Again, we talked about Joey Gallo. All he got to do is touch the baseball, and it pretty much goes out of the yard. Nomar Mazara, he's got 7 homers in the month already. He's a guy that I like going to in that situation. I know, everything you just said right there with the splits, but those are two guys I always feel confident about on the Rangers.
Yeah, obviously you want to...
Well, hold on. I got to walk that back real quick. I feel confident in Mazara. Joey Gallo is always interesting at his price to homer. I did not mean to say I feel confident in him, but, if he's going to touch the baseball, yes.
He's just like Chris Davis. If he gets a hold of it, it gone. Indeed.
Damn, I almost said I feel confident in Joey Gallo. I feel so stupid right now.
Well, if you look at Gallo, it's either you get a 0 or you get a 30. Yep. That's really what you get with him. So he would be a good one-off because, like I always think that you need a guy that can, as your one-off, hit 2 home runs. If he's got that double dong potential, that's what you want.
I like it.
Otherwise, I don't really like too much of the Texas. I kind of want to stay away from this game because I feel like it's going to be popular because people think that targeting James Shields is the way to go every time he takes the mound. But I don't like it today.
Okay, not bad. I had to pick up Cole Hamels in my season long because my pitchers are dropping like flies and AJ Pollock went down. Not cool. But, I do think that there are some decent righty bats here for the White Sox. The one guy that stood out to me above all was Matt Davidson. I mean, his power numbers against lefties are insane. 419 ISO. I know most of that came against the Kansas City Royals, but where the hell is he on here? Matt Davidson, where's your price? 3,300. Yeah, so going up against Cole Hamels, I don't mind that. And Jose Abreu, him against lefties is not a bad idea at all, but I'm kind of like you where I don't want to totally game stack, but there are certainly some one-off homer potentials here for sure.
Right. I don't like Cole Hamels. And if you look at the White Sox, 3-6, the lineup was just released, I think. And we got Abreu, Davidson, Beef, and Moncada.
Beef,
3-6 looks kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't actually mind going a little bit of a White Sox stack for a lower ownership.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, who gives a shit about my season-long team, right? I mean,
nobody cares.
Nobody. That, by the way, that is the worst conversation starter of all time. Yeah, it's my season league, blah, blah. And as MDell just says, Cole Hamels gets scratched just as we start talking about that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fun. Great. Okay, sounds good. All right, let's get to the next game. We got three left. Tampa Bay at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Chris Archer, the righty, goes for the Rays. Tyler Skaggs, the lefty, going for the Angels. Angels, a very Zoftic 145 open on the money line today. I've since gone up to 160. Total has even dropped from 8 to 7.5 in this one. What do you think about these pitchers here?
I have interest in both of them. I'm a little more leaning towards Skaggs, though. Okay. I like Skaggs. I think he's right behind Velasquez for me. I think he's a little over like 22% strikeout rate this year, and Tampa Bay does strike out. So I like Skaggs. Not so much Archer, but I would go Skaggs here. I don't really like a lot of the bats in this game either. The over-under is 7.5 for the whole game.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I could certainly go with some Skaggs here. I know there's going to be a lot of people singing this for CJ Krohn tonight. I'm coming home. It's happening. Hey, he's coming back to Anaheim, folks. So, you know, him against the lefty. I mean, CJ Krohn's numbers against lefties have been absolutely phenomenal this season. That total kind of sucks, the way the Angels money line looks there. Kind of looks like Skaggs might have a good night here.
Yeah, and it's going down, too, for just the team total on Tampa Bay. I think it's down 0.3 already.
I saw 0.4 before, so that's even worse by our current metric system.
Yeah, so it's going down. So Skaggs is actually a pretty good option today at pitching.
I dig it. All right, so if not any bats from the Tampa Bay side. Now, so this is kind of a hot take here because a lot of people are going to – and I just played the song to Jinx Krohn, so that would be some nice ownership to fade there, yeah?
I think so.
All right. Very cool. All right, so for the Angels then, who we got? I got some interest here going up against Archer, who sucks on the road.
Yeah, we could grab some Angels bats, maybe a couple one-offs here.
Sure.
What's going on with Trout? He's kind of going through a little slump, to say.
Uh-huh. I thought I saw a stat the other day that said it was his home numbers that were kind of limping a little bit this season. But I wasn't even thinking about Trout. I was kind of going to get a little more crazy here. Perhaps a Shohei Ohtani, if he's going to be in the lineup tonight. The always generously priced Luis Valbuena.
Oh, that's risky, Valbuena.
I like it. I also like to live dangerously low.
Why don't you just say Cole Calhoun, too?
No. Absolutely not. I was cracking up last night. Valbuena saw a pitch from Verlander. Like, he was up. It was late in the game. He was up 2-0 in the count. And everybody knew the fastball was coming, and Verlander just absolutely pumped it right by him with that glorious PvP that he got against Valbuena. But I get the thing that's always appealing on Valbuena is the price and the fact that he can go yard. So always a GPP favorite of mine.
Yeah, anytime you can get a near minimum price guy that does have home run power, he's always a candidate to be rostered. Mm-hmm. I like Pujols a little bit.
Okay.
Like I was mentioning Trout, I mean, we always think when, you know, Trout's not blowing up or getting 18 points every time he's batting or every day, we think he's slumping, but he's not doing that well, and I don't want to pay $5,000 for Mike Trout. So I would be looking at Pujols. I do agree with Valbuena. I don't know if Ohtani will be playing today. Did you see anything where he might be playing?
I saw on Labs on the projected lineup he's on there. I forget what day he's pitching, but you know, typically they give him the day off before he gets a start. So that,
right.
I should probably – that's my bad. I got to look at that. But, yeah, we'll see. And, again, too, they've been hitting Trout and Ohtani up near the top of that Angels order recently. So
Yeah.
The thing that's really Ohtani against right-handers this season, he's got 65 plate appearances. He's got the highest WOBA on the Angels of anybody going up against righties. Where's he at here? The numbers are pretty interesting for him. 449 WOBA against righties, and then the 339 ISO. Again, I think a lot of that is from earlier this season, but again, we've seen the talent that this guy has. It's pretty friggin' massive.
I love it. I love it. I'm sold on Ohtani. Showtime. Mm.
Yep. Yes, indeed. All right. So, all right. So you liked Pujols, and that's probably it from the Angels.
That's probably it. I'm not going to focus on the same too much. Like I said, I like Skaggs and maybe one or two guys from the Angels bats.
All right. Sounds good. All right. This should be a pretty nice game for offense tonight. The Tigers against the Mariners. Matt Boyd, the lefty, going for the Tigers. Another lefty, Marco Gonzalez, going for the Mariners tonight. We talked about that money line movement for the Mariners today. They opened at, was it 157, currently at 182 right now. So that's not a bad outlook at all. If I'm not mistaken, that's the highest of the night.
Yeah, that's a head turner. I'm scratching my head about it. Marco Gonzalez, is he good?
I don't know. I don't know. And we've seen this plenty of times. We don't know. Well, no. What I was gonna say is we've seen money lines jump up like crazy like that. But maybe it's not necessarily for the pitcher. Maybe it's for these Mariners bats against the lefty, and that's more what we should be thinking about.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that though because I kind of like Boyd. To be honest with you, as weird as that might sound, I've never said that before. I like Matthew Boyd, but this guy has some weird batted ball numbers that just kind of popped out to me today, where his WOBA is low, he's getting pop-ups, and he's drawing a lot of soft contact. I mean, he's not going to strike out a lot of guys. He's got a low strikeout rate. I think it's only like 18%. Let me finish, Walshy. He just faced these Mariners. I think he got a 37, and what his price tag on FanDuel is $7,500. So he's mid tier. He won't be owned. He could replicate what he did before with a couple strikeouts, couple earned runs, throw six innings, get a quality start and a win, and get you up to almost the 40 point.
Very nice. Now, by the way, I thought I had a 3-second crack in there to interject something in your favor. I was going to say his last three starts, he's got 7, 6, and 5 strikeouts. So.
Yeah, I'm liking Boyd today. I actually do not understand what Vegas is trying to do. They're trying to draw me off of this, but I like Matthew Boyd today a lot.
Very interesting.
He is going to be in my player pool because I'm going with probably around 3 or 4 pitchers in my player pool, and then I'll run our 20 lineups, run our optimizer, and he'll probably be in about 5 or 6 of my lineups.
Very interesting. I like that hot take, as a lot of people probably will be going to the Mariners. I mean, I had a couple guys that I like. I'm not going to lie about it. I mean, Ryan Healy, the lefty crusher, Mitch Haniger, guys like that. I don't know if you've seen this same thing, and maybe this works in your favor here too, but Nelson Cruz, to me, he looks like just a stiff statue up at the plate right now. He's just got no flexibility.
Yeah, he's a strikeout candidate today. I mean, I don't usually, you're like, oh, Nelson Cruz up against a lefty. Lock him in, but it's not the same this year. I don't know what's going on with him.
So let's see. We've got him. I he had a deep bone bruise on his foot. Expected to be out of the lineup the next couple days. So that was yesterday. The report yesterday morning. So he probably don't even have to worry about him tonight.
Good.
Yes.
So, but yeah, if you weren't going Boyd, if you're not going to follow along with that train that I'm riding on, the old death train, I do like Mitch Haniger. He's probably a guy that Mitch Haniger and, like you were saying, Ryan Healy. Those are two guys that I would like. But what do we got? We got Cruz and Cano are both out of the lineup.
Yep.
So
Cano, he gone.
He gone. So we got two guys that, you know, those are the bulk of their order, the meat of their order that are gone. So it really elevates me liking Boyd. But one, if you don't like Boyd, I would go with Haniger or Healy.
Gotcha. So we've got the props are all out for all the different players out there. Your boy, Matt Boyd, 4.5 is the prop for him today at even. Not a great looking thing, but again, I think you present enough interest or enough valid points where this could potentially work out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, 4.5, I'll take that. That's good. Yeah. I was only expecting maybe 3. Six innings, three strikeouts, and a quality start and a win. That's what I wanted.
And you know? you don't have the juice on the under. I mean, this, hey, you can't get any better than that.
Give me five strikeouts, I'll take it.
All right, so you're drawing me more into Detroit here. They've got a couple guys here, one in particular in Nick Castellanos that has just been absolutely exploding all over left-handed pitching this season. Got to be high on your list if you're liking Boyd too, right?
Yeah, that irritates me a little bit that I like Boyd, but I also like the Detroit bats. So it's like, do I play Boyd and then I stack four bats? So I do like Castellanos, and they're cheap too. You can get Detroit's bats. Look at those catchers. You got Hicks and McCann if they're both in the lineup, which I think they will be.
Right.
And you can lead it off with Mikey Matuk.
Matuk. Yeah, and how many times have we seen this in baseball already where, not even over the course of history, but this season alone where, you know, these massive favorites, they're going down like turkeys, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They are going down. So it's very interesting. You mentioned McCann and Hicks. I had them had the notes written in here for the McCann with a 276 ISO against lefties and 34 plate appearances this season. Both McCann and Hicks just a couple ticks under 1.000 on the OPS meter over there against lefties this season. So that's certainly good. Mentioned Matuk, Castellanos, Iglesias at shortstop. Probably going to be hitting in the bottom of the Tigers order, but he's got some pretty good on-base numbers against lefties.
Yep, and then you got Nico Goodrum, if I said that right. I
love
like
the Goodrum. Love so the Goodrum.
When I look at a stack, I almost like the whole lineup. So it's kind of where I want to mix and match and have it in, throw that in the optimizer, say, hey, I like Detroit, and see what it gives me. But I do like Castellanos, McCann, Hicks, and Matuk if you're only doing one lineup. That would be my top four.
Now, I have a very, very serious question that needs an answer to. Is Nico Goodrum the villain to Pedro Serrano? Because Nico's rum is good, whereas the Jobu's rum is bad in Pedro Serrano's world.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Walsh.
Major League.
I'm sorry. I'm out. I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'll have to rewatch it.
Jeez. Yeah, like you have to just for that joke alone.
I will. Now I have something to do tonight.
I thought you were going to watch some Detroit Tigers dominance.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Last game of the night. We've got the Colorado Rockies at the San Francisco Giants tonight. Chad Bettis, the righty, goes for the Rockies. Jeff Samardzija, the righty, for the Giants. Giants opened up as 125 favorites here on the money line. Have since gone to 140. The total of eight has stayed constant throughout the day. Either guy here appealing to you?
Well, I'm looking at Vegas right now, and I see Jeff Samardzija, and I'm just thinking to myself, boy, how is he favored? Then I see he's facing the Rockies. And then it makes sense, right? The Rockies, I don't know. I'd want to stack against Samardzija, but something about the Rockies, they just aren't very good on the road. They just can't hit the ball. They need to be at home to be good. But even though this year they are a little bit better on the road, so I think Vegas might be wrong here. I think there are some bats you can focus on in the Rockies, lefties especially. I don't think Samardzija is just magically going to get better today. The shark. So I like Colorado bats.
All right. There are a couple interesting BVP spots for the Rockies. They're all in the outfield, though. Where the hell are you guys hiding on me? Ian Desmond. You guys can look these all up. I'm through throwing out numbers. Ian Desmond, Gerardo Parra, Charlie Blackmon. They've all seen Samardzija at least 25 times. Numbers are pretty good. Multiple homers in there as well. I just took a look at Samardzija's K prop, 5.5, I believe 120 or juice, 125 on the over for that one. So that's interesting. I mean, the Rockies do strike out. They're certainly taking a park downgrade going into AT&T Park. Look, it's not my favorite. I am a huge Notre Dame fan, so how could I not how could I not like the former receiver there? But I do think that for strikeout upside, there is some sneaky GPP upside here going against the Rockies.
Yeah, and that's why I think that you have to kind of agree with Vegas, and what they're trying to tell me right now is that they're saying, hey, we got them at minus 140. The prop is already at five and a half. They know something that we do not know, that Samardzija might have a bounce back game and finally figure it out today.
Maybe they know he's on PEDs.
Maybe. And I also look at Colorado's bats too. They're not really. There's this, the batted ball metric. They're not really hitting that ball that well. They're hitting it and they should be out. It's not like they're hitting it real hard at somebody and they got unlucky. No, they just aren't hitting the ball well lately. So the only guys that you look at for Colorado, you got Gerardo Parra. He's interesting. And then you got Nolan Arenado and Charlie Blackmon. That's about it. But you got to pay through the roof to get Nado and Blackmon.
Yeesh. Not interested in all that, especially in AT&T Park.
So Samardzija can just get through Blackmon and Arenado. He could have a good game, and he's a great GPP candidate.
Now, on the Giants side of things, this is hysterical because yesterday I could have swore I saw a graphic on the Giants game that said Brandon Belt homered in four straight games. So he homers yesterday, and I see the graphic again, and it says five straight after he does it. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I go back and look at the numbers. He's only done it in three straight. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, I'm thinking maybe I missed a word on the TV or something, but somebody's got it wrong, and I need to know. But I'm going to trust the regular stats and say that he's homered in three straight games. But again, even with Belt, we saw him just destroy that Cincinnati pitching, even in AT&T Park. I mean, this guy's just ridiculous right now. He's got some nice BBP against Bettis, too. No homers, but does have two doubles in 19 plate appearances, seven hits as well. The guy's just absolutely raking here over the last week. But speaking of inflated prices, this is another guy here.
Yeah, 4,200 on FanDuel. He really went up there in price. But, I mean, if you look at his game log, he's just getting 20s, 20, 20, 37, 18. And he's got a good BVP, so he's running into this game hot with a good BVP. That's the kind of stuff that you want. That's a good correlation, and he's one of my favorite one-offs today against Bettis.
Yeah, indeed. What are your best estimation of how highly owned Belt will be tonight? Because he's rocking and rolling, but he's expensive, and it's a tough park to hit in.
He won't be that high owned. I wouldn't see him breaking maybe 10%.
Interesting. That makes it even better, folks. Even better. All right. Anybody else from this game? I think Brandon Crawford, even. A little interesting.
I could go for Crawford, but I don't want too many bats in this game. I would probably just run with Belt and then maybe some Colorado bats, and that's about it.
All right. Now, if that'll do it today for the games, yeah?
That's it. That's all we got.
All right. So I'm running down the prop list here of home runs tonight. Highest I've seen so far is Manny Machado at 325. Definitely a good spot there. Mookie Betts at 375, which is the highest for the Red Sox. That's interesting because, remember, we were talking about J.D. Martinez doing so well at 300. Well, he ain't there today, so.
Is Martinez on there?
He is not on there. It's only, what they usually do is they have the highest from each team, and Mookie Betts is the guy today at 375.
Okay.
So we've got that. Chris Davis was another notable one at 350. And that's all I had for now on the list. But, yeah, those three guys. So, yeah, Manny Machado definitely shooting high up that list because of that. Chris Bryant, 325. Ozzie Albies, 350, I see here on the list. So those are other ones as well.
Very cool. And, yeah, you'll be posting that in the Slack chat later today, I hope, right?
Yes, indeed. So, Lowe's an absolutely dominant debut here on the MLB Daily Dispatch today. Lowe's and I are going to try to do these every Tuesday. Tuesday might not be available. I don't know. Definitely not next Tuesday. I know that. But Thursdays, I know we're definitely going to try to do that. And then a couple days in between when we get this. Again, trying to get this up and going again. But, again, it's just the podcast is something more of a it's more of a luxury, like when we have time to do it, we can do it, as opposed to other things that need to get done. So,
absolutely.
Just keep that in mind, folks. We're trying our best.
It's nice, too, with NBA winding down for me that yes. I can really kind of dive into baseball again. I mean, I miss baseball. I'm missing crunching all these numbers. And NBA, all we got left is the conference finals, and then it's full-time baseball, baby.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so again, you like what you heard, you want to hear it 24/7, go to dfsarmy.com. Use that promo code podcast. You can get 10% off each month of your subscription. So we're going to be putting this out, and I'll be on the pod tomorrow with Scotty, the man behind the dong detector. So another debut coming up on the pod tomorrow. Definitely check that out. All right, for me and Lowe's, we go.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA. Weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get 2 free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game. Come on.